You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
In the intersection of athletic prowess and corporate leadership, we delve into the extraordinary journey of Magda Boulé, a marathon Olympian of 2008, victorious at the 2015 Western States Endurance Run, whose evolution from athlete to Goo Energy Labs president illuminates the fusion of tenacity and visionary leadership. I'm Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air, the Endurance Sports Edition. Today, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Magda Boulé, president of Goo Energy Labs. Magda, welcome to the show. Could you talk to us about your journey from being a marathon Olympian in 2008 to winning the Western States Endurance Run in 2015, and about that pivotal moment that fueled your transition from elite athlete to a leadership role within Goo Energy Labs?
Thank you, Hillary, for having me on your show. Yes, let's go back a little bit. So growing up as a swimmer in Poland, which came with its, you know, fair share of adversity, at that time, I really didn't realize that my upbringing and also introduction to sports will provide opportunities to truly just learn about a lot about life in general. I was too young to really understand the power of sport at that time. But it's, you know, as it turns out, my early love for sports did teach me a lot about life. And along the way, I've learned to, you know, to work with other humans towards a common goal. I realized that, you know, that sports opened up a door for education for me. And with that, I had the opportunity to compete in college as a runner, which led me to, you know, to a post-college career in the marathon. And again, the power of sports, of meeting people along the way that were mentors for me and guided me, I've learned to build a support system around me that led me to the 2008 Olympic marathon team, which, you know, for someone, for an immigrant that came, you know, from an Eastern European country, that was a big deal, representing United States and putting that jersey on and carrying that heavy weight of, you know, of on the shoulders of, you know, the pressure that comes along with that. And it was an incredible experience and a journey for me to spend the next probably decade mastering, you know, what, you know, I would call being a marathoner. So as, you know, as a long life athlete, you collect a lot of these experiences, you know, over time, and you learn to leverage them to be a better human, to translate them into, you know, other aspects of your life. And I think that is the gift that sports has given me and running has given me, that along the way, I just, you know, I just learned to be a better mom and being a better leader at Goo Energy Labs, which, you know, I do draw on a lot of these skills that I gained and absolutely love serving in my current role as president. And somewhere along the way, I discovered ultra running, which, you know, comes with a whole new set of, you know, of learnings. And if, you know, if I had to really had to sum it up, you know, perseverance is one of the attributes that, you know, that I'm taking away from my recent, you know, phase of my running evolution, because it has been an evolution, mm-hmm. for sure.
Absolutely. So how do you find that your experience as an athlete influenced your approach to guiding the company's direction and fostering innovation in the industry?
Yes, I will say that, you know, running has been teaching me, you know, for decades, and it's been instrumental in preparing me, you know, for this role. Working at GU and being in this industry, I work for a very purpose-driven company, and I've been very fortunate to combine my passion and understanding of what movement can provide for people, and being able to, you know, to combine that passion, that knowledge, to accelerating our purpose for nourishing and inspiring everyone to move, and really being able to communicate and show through our actions the power of movement that that we can all, you know, gain, that beautiful gift that movement can give us in our lives. So yeah, with the background as an athlete, you know, you learn to deal with a lot of setbacks. You learn to bring the power of physical and emotional combination of that, you know, as a skill, which is very transferable to business. But more than anything, I think you also learn to thrive in competition, healthy competition, which is really, really important for building a sustainable business, and also bring some longevity to that. Competition is great, but doing it in a healthy way is really, really important. Mm-hmm. And I think over the years, just, you know, the power of showing up, you know, there, just like in life and in sports, there's a lot of ups and downs, and being able to navigate, you know, the recovery of setbacks, failure, learning from failure, and getting back up and showing up the next day, and doing it in a way where you can continue to work towards something greater than yourself with the people that you are with. So for me, I don't think any of my accomplishments would have happened without the team I surrounded myself with. And that is the same approach I take to leading a business, that I need the people that do show up every day to work at GU to be invested in the same goal, that we can work towards something greater than all of us together, which is our purpose for and reason for existing, and do it in a way where, you know, that I can maintain the engagement of people through a very long time, because any goal you have that is worth chasing, you're going to hit some, you know, major bumps along the way. Mm-hmm. I would say that the approach for me is translating that being fluid and adaptable and open, and unleashing that collective energy that we can have as a team.
I love that. I absolutely love that. It's so true. And I want to take it back for a minute and talk about the evolution of GU, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I started mm-hmm. running at 48. Okay. So I never ran before I was 48. Yeah. And my first entree into GU, and I actually put this in my book, was I was running with my girlfriend, and mm-hmm. she said to me, "Here, try this. It'll help you keep going." And I tried a GU. It was the first time. So now that's going back a while ago.
Yes.
So can you tell us, like, when GU started and how it became what it is today?
Well, Hillary, actually we're entering, or we entered our 30th year of existence. Wow. As a company. And yes, it was back in 1993 that Dr. Bill Vaughn, who founded the company, was simply trying to help his daughter and his son to enjoy, you know, the sports that they were doing back in high school. And coming up with, you know, with a solution for them to really get the most out of, you know, out of the run, out of their, you know, bike ride, and doing in a way that, you know, that is sustainable. It's been Goose North Star ever since. So finding solutions for athletes so they can enjoy what they're doing at whatever level that might be. So it's been 30 years of, you know, of being a partner and a companion for a lot of athletes and their journeys. And it makes me, you know, makes my heart so warm to hear that you were able to discover, you know, running at the age of 48, because it's never too late. And yes, 30 years later, we're still here problem solving and, you know, and are inspired by people like you to continue to nourish whatever movement that might be.
And you keep coming up with new products all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I know pumpkin spice is a new product. There's a bunch of new products that you started to sell, tablets and, you know, chews and stuff. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. Yes. So hydration, energy, and recovery are the staples of, you know, of what we do at GU. And, you know, that is the system that we, you know, that we provide, you know, to fuel our athletes and their adventure. So, you know, whether it's a, you know, hydration tablet with electrolytes, or, you know, an energy drink, you know, that has all the calories as well as, you know, amino acids to protect muscle breakdown or prevent muscle breakdown when we exercise, to recovery drinks. So the goal is not only for you to enjoy every workout, every run, every bike ride, but walk away having life afterwards, and making sure that, you know, that you are up for it the very next day and you can do it again. So recovery comes, you know, as an important step in that journey. Mm-hmm. So yes, we make all sorts of products. The energy gel has been our staple, but now, you know, it's complemented by, you know, all the other products that we make.
Thank you. So I want to take a step back again. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about your Western States Endurance Run. So this is known for its grueling terrain and challenges, right? How do you draw parallels between conquering such a formidable race and leading a company through its own trials and triumphs?
What a wonderful question. Yes, Western States, I would say, was a big, audacious goal. It was kind of luring over me for years. And having the courage and privilege as well to be able to take on that goal in 2015 didn't come with, you know, with its own, you know, setbacks, challenges, but also growth, personal growth for me. And I was able to marry my passion for product development at GU Energy Labs. At that time, I was leading our R&D department, and realized, you know, all of the challenges that Western States throws at people. Heat is one of them. So it's not just that it was my first 100-mile race. It's not just that it was, you know, starting at altitude and finishing, you know, in extreme heat. There were a lot of new learnings for me that I was really excited to discover and learn a little bit more, because it was so different than anything that I have done in the past, being a road marathoner or even a track and field athlete. So yeah, I was really excited for the goal. It was a little scary, but the journey and preparation was something that, you know, that was exciting to me. And you don't really realize like how much you learn in the process of preparing for something that is so much different, so much bigger than anything that you've done before. So yes, I mean, that was a huge undertaking, and it just, you know, made me realize, you know, the perseverance, the resilience that I was able to gain through that experience. And, you know, there's not a day that doesn't go by at work for me where I don't bring that with me and draw on those experiences. And especially in the last 3 years, coming out of the pandemic and being in a position where we're showing up in a certain way as a leader is really, really critical. Making sure that, you know, that the unprecedented, you know, uncertainty that we've been living through is very similar to running an ultra. There's a lot of unknowns and factors that, you know, that you simply cannot predict. And, you know, showing up in a way that you are ready to, you know, you're ready to take that on and lead the company through that. And like I was saying earlier, just doing it in a way where, you know, people believe in, you know, in the outcome that we're going after and will stay the course is one way that, you know, that I've been, you know, able, that I've been able to, you know, bring that kind of skill set to, you know, to my job.
Well, before we move on, I just have to say I'm so appreciative of our sponsor and must take the time out to thank them. Please support our sponsor and tell them that you heard about them on Hillary Topper on Air. Special thanks to Boldfoot Socks, a family and veteran-owned American-sewn, American-grown sock company. Now back to you, Magda. So my question is, when you're doing these races, there is a lot going on in your head, right? How do you stay focused, and how do you get rid of those negative self-talk that you have?
Yes, I think that I love to break down, you know, any race. It does not have to be an ultra, but you have a lot more opportunities to break it into smaller pieces. And really focusing on small little chunks along the way. As a track athlete, I was able to do this one lap at a time. In a marathon, I was able to do this, you know, every, you know, aid station, I would get to grab your fluids. And just really focusing, you know, on task at hand and not thinking about just this overwhelming big goal that you might have reaching the finish line. And that you have to practice this, right? You have to practice this, before you show up to, you know, to any race. And, you know, that is exactly, you know, what, signing up for any big goal, gives you an opportunity to do, break it down in small little pieces, digestible pieces, and, you know, focus on that. And that, you know, that could be, like I was saying, like, you know, when I set out to a goal of mine, you know, of making an Olympic team was a 10-year goal for me. And, you know, there are some people that are talented enough and can achieve that goal in a year or two. And there's some of us that it takes us, you know, a lifetime. But it was breaking it year by year, right? And focusing on that versus being overwhelmed by a 10-year journey or whatever it might be. And then 100-mile race, you know, I go from seeing my crew from, you know, every 5 miles, I'm going to see someone. So that is what I focus on. And, you know, a lot of the, it really depends on how competitive the race is. So whether I'm entering a race just to complete a race, I have a different mindset that I, you know, that I come with, versus when I try to be really competitive and maybe make podium. There's very little thinking going on about the outside world. It's really focused on being in tune with my body, what my body's doing, how am I feeling? Am I eating on time? What's my energy level? Am I hydrating properly? So it does change depending on the goal that you have. When, you know, so yeah, I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah, I mean, breaking it down into small pieces and having this goal that you're working toward. Do you see this also? Do you bring this to your team? Do you instill this in them to, you know, to try to do better? I mean, there is a lot of competition out there. Yes. In this particular space, right? So talk a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. I think that, you know, as a company, you know, we have our own goals, and some of them can be very overwhelming. And there might be pressure and accountability that comes along with that, and healthy competition, which makes all of us better, makes the industry better, makes us as a company, as a whole, much better because of competition. And to your point, I think as a leader, I think the biggest challenge is, being present in the moment, not thinking too much about, you know, the future, which is very important, but also not dwelling on the past, but really like thinking about, I'm here, we're now, let's break it down into digestible, you know, tasks and goals, and be able to celebrate the small milestones. And before you know, a few years go by and you are but closer to that goal.
Absolutely. Now, in terms of the company, I know that you play a pivotal role in GOO's research and development. Could you share some of your insight as an athlete influencing your contributions to the development of new products?
Yes, I think a big... big opportunity for me, and I'll use Western States as an example, was when we were preparing, when I was preparing for that race, I was also closely working with some of our athletes who were also going to compete in that race. And it gave us an opportunity to really look at heat management as part of preparation for Western States. And we tested, field tested for about a year prior to that race, a new flavor of a ructane energy drink. We were looking for, you know, for a solution that had both energy and hydration all at once in one product. So it was, you know, convenient and portable. And also that's something that you could consume for many hours at a time without having flavor fatigue and then being discouraged from either eating or drinking, which is a big challenge for athletes. And at the same time, you know, something that was easy on the stomach. So we came up with Summit Tea, which is just black tea flavor with, you know, with all the calories that our rectangle energy drink provides, and all of the amino acids to protect your, you know, muscles while you're doing something, you know, this big and that, you know, and that long. So yes, along with our athlete Rob Carrar, who also competed that year, both of us tested that product, and we brought it to Western States. We competed on it, and both of us had wonderful performances that year. And it just felt like, you know, a full circle where, you know, to this day, the product exists on the market and it serves, you know, the rest of the athletes as one of the solutions, you know, for them to consider as, you know, as they're fueling their performance.
That's great. The path that you've taken is one that many aspiring athletes and future leaders look up to. What advice would you offer to a young athlete who is considering how to translate their passion and skills into impactful career beyond their athletic career?
Yes, I, you know, in my spare time, I love coaching. I love coaching, mentoring, and advising, you know, young athletes. And I think that, you know, I always say that, you know, I have witnessed just endless examples of athletes, you know, of all levels, learning, you know, life lessons through sports. You know, whether that's, you know, navigating injuries gracefully, being held accountable to a goal, and, you know, working, contributing to something as part of a team. And that could be you and your coach. It doesn't have to be a team sports, but obviously, you know, being part of the team teaches you a lot of lessons. And then knowing and being confident and being brave enough to carry those experiences far beyond, you know, the sport is something that I, you know, hope to instill that confidence in athletes, because they do directly translate to business leadership. And being a leader doesn't mean that you are at the top, you know, of the company. Being a leader is, you know, it's how you show up, how you inspire others, how you motivate. That could be any level of the company. And it is very clear to me that, you know, empowering athletes, you know, to stay in sport has tremendous benefits, you know, in developing into great leaders.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, it has been a great pleasure having you. And before we wrap this up, can you tell people how they can get in touch with you and learn more about GU Energy Labs?
Yes, of course. If GUEnergyLabs.com is one way. Also, GU Energy on Instagram, you can find us on social media. Whether that's, you know, that's on Instagram or Twitter, we're here. And yeah, our website is a great, great place to come and learn a little bit about us as a company, of our philanthropy and how we give back to our communities, and how to stay connected closer to, you know, to all the innovation that and how we serve our communities.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I also want to thank our sponsor once more, Boltfoot Socks, a family and veteran-owned, American-sewn, American-grown sock company. For more information, visit boltfoot.com. I'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in each week. If you want more information on this show or any other show, visit us at hillarytopper.com, where you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, you name it, we're out there. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.